We are calling for demonstrations precisely because we don't feel protected by the police. We feel we are being victimized. We are being persecuted by the security forces. Our regional and district leaders have been missing. Five of them have been missing for over a month now. They were picked up by people who identified themselves as members of the police force. And apart from our own members and leaders, we have ordinary citizens across the breadth of the country who have been reported missing, abducted by people who identified themselves as members of the security forces, and they have disappeared, thought to have been murdered as well. So these are the kind of things that we organized the protests in order to demand justice for the disappeared, justice for those who have been killed, and accountability for those in positions of authority.
But Mr. Lissu, President Samia Suluhu Hassan has ordered a thorough investigation. Why not wait for the outcome of that investigation?
It's not the first time that we are being promised investigation, which we know and which everybody should know by now, that is just a way of kicking the can down the road. I could go on for a decade or more of instances in which we were promised investigations. None has borne fruit, none. So when the president says that the latest murders should be investigated as soon as possible, we have heard that before. We don't believe her. We don't believe her security forces. We want an independent and international investigation.
As I was reading, the police have banned your demonstration and there is a heavy deployment of law enforcement throughout Dar es Salaam. Did you notify the police?
We notified the police in accordance with the law, and we have been allowed to demonstrate in recent months. But this year we have held numerous demonstrations across the country. They were entirely peaceful, because we are a peaceful political party. The police provided assistance as they should. Now, on this particular occasion, in which the police stands accused of participating in the abductions and murders of our citizens, we are notifying them to that we will demonstrate, and they say, no, it will cause a breach of the peace. That is the kind of nonsense that we cannot accept. They don't want the demonstrations because they don't want to be held accountable. That is the way we see it.
The police said they are doing their job and trying to protect lives and property.
Well, if they were trying to protect life and property, they should have protected the lives of those who have now been either murdered or abducted.